Hello and greetings from beautiful Montauk, New York, where I have been for a little over a month. I am wishing you a beautiful equinox. The equinox this year falls on September 22nd, which is Wednesday, in the United States. In Europe, it's September 23rd. It starts at exactly 3:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12:21 p.m. West Coast Time. And so I'm here with the Equinox birthday chart reading, which gives us the feeling or the astrological energies and frequencies that we're working with, because the equinoxes and solstices are really the birthday of the next 3 months. And so it gives us a background of the energies that we have to work with. And how I like to look at this is, what are the invitations that are here? So just a little background for those of you who are listening to this for the first time. The big picture view is that we are at the beginning and the ending of a cycle that is a 26,000 year cycle. And when you are at the beginning and the ending of a cycle and the birth of a new time, anyone who's been through birth knows it's chaotic. We are releasing all that's not in alignment with all of the major new frequencies that continue to come in. Frequencies of higher truth, higher love, higher consciousness that we are digesting, absorbing, assimilating, making our own and co-creating with. And at the same time, we're releasing everything inside of us as individuals and collectively that has been hidden from us, that have been unconscious ways of operating that are not in alignment with this new time. And so every time that I talk about what's happening, it's in that context. And I'm always going to be talking about that it is important to find ways to create balance in your life, to bring beauty into your life, that any way of experiencing stability and fulfillment and safety is an inside job, because we're in a state of constant change. And it is very hard to deny that now. It used to be that a lot of us knew that and felt it, but now in this sort of post, not that we are post-COVID, but we're the post-COVID, what COVID has woken us up to is that we're in a constantly changing world and many things are unraveling. And at the same time, many new possibilities are unfolding. And so what I would like as my offering here is to support you in those possibilities that are unfolding in your own life, and how to accept the invitation for change in a way so that you can co-create consciously. That doesn't mean that it's always going to feel good. We're living in really challenging and unpredictable times when each one of us is challenged to dive really deeply into those aspects of ourselves that really aren't working very well, that are old and crusty. And but we have a lot of equipment that we're working with. These planetary alignments that I'm going to describe to you that are available, their energy is available for you as medicine to work with your own processes. So the equinox. At the equinox, this is the Libra equinox, and in the northern hemisphere, it is a gateway into fall. And in the summer, a southern hemisphere, it is a gateway into spring. So I'm just going to call it the Libra equinox when the sun reaches 0 degrees Libra. Equinoxes and solstices are times when the veil's really thin. There are surges of energy. The meridians in the earth get supercharged, because the sun is tracking along the equator and it really shifts the magnetic field. At the same time, right now, we're dealing with a lot of solar flares and we're heading into Mercury retrograde. I know that some of you have already felt this. I'm going to talk about the upcoming Mercury retrograde because it's really part of the equinox season. I'm going to talk about the full moon that happens the day before the equinox. I'm going to talk about aspects to Venus, how we love, our relationships, what we value, because that's really highlighted in the season. So, you know, how do we navigate this new time, this new reality that we find ourselves in? We can't really depend on external reality being stable anymore. And so our focus really needs to come from within. And it's really about bringing beauty into our lives, taking responsibility for the energy that we radiate out into the world. I mean, there's a really big, and this is going to be a very, another emotional season. And I'll explain. There's a lot of transformational energies that are going to pull up a lot of emotion, a lot of truths, a lot of unconscious repressed material in individuals and culturally in the collective. A lot that has been hidden and shoved away is going to come to light, come out. And it's all going to bring up a lot of emotion. And so it's so important to find ways to feel our feelings, but not radiate them. There's a difference between feeling anger and sending it out into the world. And it's something that we all need to practice. It's and one way to do that is to find the balance and the stability within yourself to return to after you've released and felt some of the feelings that might be coming up. So, this is a season with the equinox that we move into 0 degrees Libra, which is equal days and equal nights because the sun is aligned to the equator. It is a time with Libra is a symbol of the scales of balance. Libra is very focused on justice, equality, fairness, balance. Libra is an incarnation of the feminine, of Venus, of love and justice. And so they're real of sharing, collaboration, community. So there's this really big highlight in this season on focusing on relationships for a number of reasons astrologically. Libra is about creating conscious, equal, sober, non-hierarchical relationships. Sober meaning clearing out codependencies, all the ways that you may give up yourself to keep the peace in a relationship. We're going to talk more about that. Libra is about partnerships of all kinds, including partnerships with spirit, partnerships with all aspects of yourself. It's kind of like, think about the scales. Think about in the middle, what's balancing that scale is your inner voice of wisdom or your healthy inner adult. Balancing all the different parts of you, all the different inner children you have, all their feelings, as well as your inner divinity and, you know, all the different archetypes. And so it's a time of really accessing that inner voice of wisdom and being willing to listen to and to hear the aspects of yourself that really need to be heard, to be incorporated in. So many of us treat ourselves, particularly treat the vulnerable parts of ourselves or the angry parts of ourselves, the way that they were treated when we were children. So if we weren't heard, if we were told just be good, we unconsciously often do that to ourselves by overworking or overly focusing on the needs of others. There are so many ways that we do that. And this season is a real invitation to go within and to be willing to settle yourself in your heart, to invite in love and beauty that is all around you, to be willing to really hear from yourself. So that's part of this. And there are a lot of planets still in retrograde at the time of the equinox, including Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and then a few days after the equinox, Mercury is going to go retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde September 26th and stays retrograde till October 18th. However, because of the shadow of Mercury retrograde, it's really going to feel not quite direct until November. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but not right now, because I want to continue to talk about Libra. Libra is about mutual giving and receiving. And so, you know, I want you to ask yourself, where do you abandon yourself? Where are the areas in your life that you tend to stop listening to yourself and abandoning yourself, especially the vulnerable parts of yourself? And which relationships are consistently draining you and not balanced? And which relationships do you have in your life that are really supportive? It's important to notice these things right now. And then also to notice what can be done to repair the relationships. Where can relationship repair be done? And where does a relationship just need to end? Because it's really consistently draining. Who are the people in your life that you can count on? Can you count on yourself to calm your and balance your own nervous system? Very important work right now for all of us to notice when our nervous system gets imbalanced and to find ways to bring balance back in. Usually that means slowing down, sometimes placing your hands on your heart and your belly and just kind of saying, I'm here. I'm present for myself. Walking slowly on the earth, listening to music, dancing. Sometimes putting your hands sort of behind your ears and along your neck. And just again, saying, I am here. I'm present for me. And then focusing on your breath. Maybe counting 10 breaths in. Holding and then exhaling. 10 breaths for a few times. Another thing that I do is I just imagine, maybe you can do that with me, sending roots down into the center of the earth from the base of my spine. We're going to do this quickly because you can do this quickly to restabilize. Saying hello to the earth, something that is someone. The spirit of the earth is always there, supporting our physical lives. So just sending a moment of hello and gratitude for the way your life is consistently supported in physical reality with a body, all the elements that are there needed to supply you with life force. And then her color is green. So just bringing this green, green energy into your body, breathing up through your feet, through the base of your spine, up, all the way through your body, and then exhaling. Seeing this tiny trillions of cells light up with a green, sparkly light. Taking a moment to feel your shoulders relax. And just feel your body filling with green, sparkly light. And letting that radiate out effortlessly. This is the color of regeneration, vitality. Support, healing. It's the color of the spirit of Gaia, as well as Archangel Raphael, it's the angel of healing. Notice if there's any tingling in your hands and feet. Softening your belly. And seeing a golden sun on the top of your head. Your oversoul field that has a hologram of itself in your heart. So also notice a beautiful golden sun in your heart. Seeing them connected. Breathing that sun to the top of your head, into your heart. and exhaling that through your whole body. Feeling your cells drinking in this golden light. And you can do that 3 times. Breathing that sun to the top of your head, letting it melt down like warm liquid light into your heart. And then exhaling through your whole body, coming out your hands and feet. And letting yourself just radiate this light effortlessly, just like the sun. Feeling this light move through your body. Maybe take a moment to set intentions for this season, for creating beauty in your life, for taking the time for healing, especially everything that wants to come up right now that is ready, willing, and able to be seen and felt and released. Everything that is not in alignment with the really high light energies that you've been absorbing. Bringing in the courage to see what must be seen. And to commit yourself to being a contribution, to being a creator of beauty, for creating love and community and fairness and justice and balance, all your relationships. I'm taking a moment, come back. Wasn't planning on doing that. I was planning on just talking. So just shaky, because I'm going to start talking again. But it can be very quick to bring yourself back into balance. You can do it even quicker than I just did. The day before the equinox, we have a full moon in Pisces. It's a full moon. So Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac before we start again with Aries. And it really is a point of completion. And the degree that this moon is in is at the very end of Pisces. So this is a symbol, symbolism that something is ending. Something is completing in all of us, a phase of evolution. And Pisces, this Pisces moon is conjunct Neptune, which really amplifies the effect of Pisces. So Pisces is about connecting to big transpersonal love, big mama. It is about connecting to that felt sense that love is real and that love is really always the answer. There is no other answer. Love is our source. Love is what we're made of. This moon gives us an opportunity and an invitation and the energy to really connect into that. Also, Pisces is about creativity and imagination and healing. This moon can help you dissolve old structures in yourself, taking us to new places. It can help dissolve the lower octaves of ourselves and connect us to that higher love, to the spirit world, to the crown chakra, to places in our heart where we know how to trust, where we know how to surrender, where we know how to tap into faith, to hold open space for healing and possibility, even as we are riding these really chaotic, challenging times. It is our job to hold open space for possibility and healing and to see the reality that we want to bring in and to understand that we are at a time of releasing so much gunk. It's part of the healing. It doesn't mean we're going down. We're just cleaning up and it's messy. This moon is a release point. It is inviting us to dissolve into a higher form of ourselves, as asking us, what is it that I cannot take with me into this next new time? I do want to say that sometimes, many times, you also might feel more tired and foggy. The shadow side of this is illusion. Fogginess, fatigue, disinformation, illusion, deceit. I'm saying that because you can certainly see all that and how that's playing out in the world. But I'm asking you to see that and connect to the higher octave of this, which is that creativity and that felt connection to your source that is very available with this equinox, because the full moon in Pisces is the day before, again, supporting us in releasing and dissolving what cannot be taken into the new earth, what cannot be taken into these higher dimensional frequencies, releasing what does not align with your highest values and your highest aspects of self. They're coming up. You feel it. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is Venus is in Scorpio at the equinox. And actually at the equinox point, the midheaven is in Scorpio as well. There's a lot of transformative energy here, wild energy here. Venus is also opposite Uranus, so that Saturn, Uranus, and squared by Saturn. So if that was too much astrology babble for you, ignore it. I will explain it in English. But I do want you to know Venus, at the time of the equinox, is squaring Saturn and opposite Uranus, which brings that potent archetypal energy that we've been working with all of 2021 into focus at the equinox. And this is really about taking us into sudden, unpredictable, deep emotional dives, diving deep into what has been hidden and repressed. And this has particularly to do with your relationships, what you love and what you value, and how you value yourself. And it can bring a lot of intensity. Uranus brings a lot of sudden awakenings and awarenesses, and breakdowns so that we can have a breakthrough. Uranus is about quantum shifts in perception, brings the truth. Uranus brings also new energy, quantum energy, helps us to see our relationships in new ways and to see new possibilities. Also, it's all about freedom and independence and sovereignty and bringing more sovereignty into all of your relationships. Scorpio loves to bring us deeper than we have ever been before. She invites us into depth, into deep, deep connection to ourselves, into transformation. This is a time about reworking our relationships, into looking at what relationships. Venus and Scorpio will ask you, what relationships have you outgrown? Where is your energy going? And is it aligned with what is truly most important to you? Where is your energy aligned? Is it aligned to your deepest life intentions and your deep core values? Is it aligned to your inner voice of wisdom? Or is it aligned to just a bunch of mental gunk? What parts of yourself have you given up to maintain your relationships? Have you been holding back yourself in order to maintain the status quo? Uranus wants to shake that up. But Saturn wants to help you reorganize and restructure. So here's what I want to say about this. There's a lot of energy right now around being very extreme. So you want to really be careful about that. There's a dynamic tension between all of these new awarenesses that you're going to have about how things might not be working in your relationships and the desire to change it. But sometimes Uranus just wants to bolt. Just want to get out of here. I just want freedom. And it's not a time to make a decision like that. It's a time to keep going inside. There are several choices people have once they see when something's really not working. Oh my God, maybe you're seeing, I do give up my voice to keep the peace. I do give up my sovereignty. I do put other people's needs before my own in a consistent basis. Ah, I want a boat. There's that choice. And then there's the other choice of maybe I should ignore this. Neither of those choices are going to work. There are so many other choices. And one of them is, how can I bring healing to this moment? How can I hold open possibility for healing? And that's an inside job. That's staying inside of yourself and reworking your relationship with yourself. And being, if you have noticed that you abandon yourself or you don't listen or take care of those vulnerable aspects of yourself, now is the time to listen and bring your attention back to yourself so that you can be a bringer of beauty and bring more balance into your relationships. By Christmas, it'll be more clear about which relationships really need to be let loose. Some of you have been working with this for so long that you actually are finally getting clarity. So I don't want to say to all of you, if you're getting a really clear sense that there are relationships you need to let go of, and you've been working with this for a really long time, this equinox energy may be the time that you can finally cut those cords. But for some of you who are having just new awarenesses of this, take your time with it. There's a lot of extreme energy around. I don't know if you've noticed that. And so you don't want to be blowing up your life right now. We don't want to be blowing anything up right now. But you may feel like you want to at times. So try not to get caught up in very reactive energy. When you find that you are, that's when you want to take some time to calm your nervous system and listen to those voices that want to bolt and why they want to bolt. Listen to the pain inside of you and put that little part of you in a little backpack and carry it around and talk to her or him or they and be with them. Things are going to rebalance inside of you. And you're going to, as you do that, start to figure out what needs to stay, what needs to go. How do I bring more structure into this? And I'm putting a lot of emphasis on that because there's a lot of energy around the equinox. It's kind of explosive and the moon is in Aries. Aries doesn't have a lot of patience. And the moon is squared by Pluto and Eris. There's this incredible desire for change. And that's great. You know, the Women's March is going to happen in early October. There's a lot of need for change, and it's all about sovereignty, independence, freedom, fairness, justice, equality. There's a fire for that burning in all of our souls, in all of our psyches. But there's also a lot of extremes playing out around this. The rising sign on the East Coast, at least, is Capricorn. And since I'm here, I'm using that, which is okay. There's a lot of fiery dynamic energy that really wants change right now. But with that Capricorn rising, it's like, well, how do we build a new foundation for this energy to manifest so that it's going to work? So it's going to be solid. So it's going to be practical. So it's going to like make things work in a new way. And that is true in our relationships. There's a lot of tinkering that can happen in your relationships. There's a lot of change that can happen in two people, in three people, in groups of people right now. There are many possibilities opening up. But it also requires us to really look and to see and to tell the truth, to observe what's happening, to give space for that expression so that we can make conscious choices about change. Okay, so now I want to talk about at the time of the equinox, we have got Mercury a lot, and all through the autumn, all through the equinox, you know, the next 3 months, there's a lot of emphasis on Mercury, our mind, and how we communicate. Mercury's going to go retrograde September 26th, but you're already feeling it. It's already slowed down. And so we're going to be experiencing a lot of when Mercury goes retrograde or any planets go retrograde, it really is time to take our energy inside of us to contemplate, to be mindful, to increase our awareness of what's actually happening inside of us, the energies go deep and internal. So I do want to also say that in October, all of the planets that are retrograde are going to go direct, which is going to be a time for like that all of this awareness and consciousness that you've gained, there's going to be more of an ability to see how to move forward with it. And at the end of November, when we have some eclipses, that's really going to activate and quicken the energy for change. And then after Christmas, we get a whole new energy and a lot of the awarenesses that are happening now, you're going to start to see where the changes are. Things are going to clear up. With all this Neptunian energy, there is this, like we say that Neptune is an antidote to clarity. We don't yet really fully know the extent of the changes we need to make in the external because we're emptying our cup and we're dissolving so much. So we're seeing where we end up, filling our cup with that love and that higher consciousness. And then that comes in, Venus comes in and helps us transform the shadow so that we emerge really different. And then with that, I sometimes say to my clients, it's like your magic wand is in the shop and it's getting some new stones put on it and you're going to get it back and it's going to be awesome and amazing. But right now you're doing that deep internal work. It's in the shop. It's internal. So again, much can shift. Please focus on where am I focusing my energy in ways that do not serve the highest possibility for myself, for my healing, for the collective, and in ways that do not match these high, high frequencies that you have been absorbing, digesting, and assimilating. It is a time of rebalancing. It is a time where it's important to think and reflect before you act, and to take small, sweet steps, and to simplify as much as possible and to slow down and to continue to look at what's draining you, what's imbalanced in your life, and be willing to really see it. And getting ready for October, November, December, where the energy starts to move forward, where you can move with some of these old patterns that have been completed and some of the new patterns that have come in. So the Mercury retrograde is interesting. At the time of the equinox, Mercury is squaring Pluto and trining Jupiter. And this is going to be with us throughout the whole season. And what I want to say about that is that there's this combination of deep internal bringing the unconsciousness that's within you to conscious light. Being shown secrets in our culture coming out, truths coming out, feelings of yourself that you weren't aware of coming out, things being revealed to you that you just weren't aware of, seeing things that you didn't see before. In my coaching program, we have a saying, if you can see it, you don't have to be it. And so there's going to be a lot of seeing stuff, and some of it's going to be hard. At the same time, we have Jupiter in Aquarius trining Mercury. So our cognition, our minds are getting seeded with new visions, new solutions, new possibilities and new perspectives, new ways to problem solve. We are changing our minds. We are changing how our minds work. We are building new neural pathways, old neural pathways that are not working. We are changing and we must focus on this. And again, asking really good questions helps. How do I hold space for healing, collective, personal, and for possibilities that bring in beauty? So Mercury retrograde is all about this. And as Mercury, so what we're going to see over the next several months is a lot of truths coming out, a lot of secrets coming out. In our own lives, a lot of our unconscious material becoming very conscious and seeing things that we haven't seen before. And also, we are also going to have this kind of light-filled, higher energy of seeing what's possible. Waves of optimism, because we're going to be seeing the new ideas and the possibilities at the same time that we're kind of dredging up what's been like the gunk So I do want to talk a little bit about the moon in Aries and Venus in Scorpio and all of this really powerful feminine energy that really wants to shake things up and align us to a much deeper connection to ourselves and our truth and our source. Aries is committed to bringing in a new reality, to being a leader. That's the moon. It's like to having the courage to move forward into new territory with optimism, with faith, with trust, with spontaneity. At this time, it's squared by Pluto. So it's like going into those places. So everywhere in this chart, there's going into those places that have scared you to go into. And we're being taken there very rapidly. And then telling the truth and then making commitment to change, even though you might not know exactly what the changes need to be quite yet. That's coming. Promise you. So that is the equinox chart. A couple more things that I want to share is, so in the beginning, we connected to the spirit of the earth and the green energy and our oversoul field, which is gold. Just in closing, I'd like to invite you to connect to the angels of the violet flame. And just imagine a violet flame coming in to the top of your head and filling your whole body. Violet flame can be used to transmute dense and heavy energies and raise your frequency very rapidly. So say a thought comes up like, you know, I'm going to ask you to connect to these energies, or I'm not asking you, the equinox chart is asking you to connect to really high vibration of love, to use that Pisces full moon the day before to connect to that love that is filling the universe and flowing in powerfully. Might come up for you, I don't know how to feel it. I don't deserve to feel it. I'm not enough. Whatever comes up, I'd like you to use the violet flame to help you clear some of this. You're asking for help and support from the angelic kingdom. Angels of the violet flame, angels of the violet flame, angels of the violet flame, please help me transmute this. And then just feel that violet energy softening you. And that Pisces full moon, the day before the equinox, is designed to soften you, to help dissolve some of these old gunky places of lack of self-worth and not enough and fear, worry. We are at a threshold to a place of mastery. And at the threshold, we meet our fears. We meet what has gotten in the way up until now. And that Aries moon is about supporting us with the courage to make the changes, to step into the new frequency and to live it. So just feel that violet flame, all of the many trillions of cells becoming little violet sunshines. You can use the violet flame to clear space as well. And then I'd like you to call on Archangel Michael, such a powerful protector and lover of humanity. His flame is blue, iridescent blue. So just fill your body with a blue iridescent color. This brings strength, clarity, protection. Well, thank you for listening to this. I am still coaching, so if you want to work with me in a one-on-one coaching relationship, go to my website and there's a coaching page. You can go there. If you would love to have an astrology reading to see how all of these alignments are affecting your chart and how to participate with them and work with them through initiation, give me a call. I am going to be starting back up with my spirit medicine class, which is really how to partner with your higher self and your guides and your teachers and your life. And I'm going to be posting that, in my upcoming events, on this, email. If you've never taken spirit medicine class, I might want to put you in a group that's like maybe a day long event to introduce you to some of this stuff. And for those of you who've been wondering, when are we starting back up again? It's going to be, October. and you can just look at the sidebar for that. Anyway, my love to you all. Sending many blessings. Take good care.